And welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. While the Michigan Appeals Court decision ruled that dispensaries are illegal, the use of medical marijuana by certified patients remains a right under the law. Although some groups are opposed to the entire concept of the legal use of marijuana, to get some perspective, I'm joined by William Lowe. He's the treasurer of the group Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana. Welcome to the program, William.
Nice to be here.
Even political leaders who have an open concern about medical marijuana acknowledge that some patients do in fact need it, and it does have a medicinal value. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. I think if we were going to look to any authority for the determination of what is medically acceptable and effective, we'd have to look to the Food and Drug Administration. They have reviewed studies, peer-reviewed studies, scientific studies of the use of marijuana, over thousands of studies over a 50-year period, and none of those conclusions are that medicines and marijuana, in fact, is classified as a Schedule I drug.
Although, isn't it strange in a society where we allow alcohol and tobacco use openly and both have a range of negative effects, including causing many deaths, that we outlaw and criminalize the use of marijuana, which has no known death rate?
Well, maybe no known death rate in the short term. But longer term, there's no question that the effects of smoking generally, and especially of marijuana, is very damaging to the lungs, and I just don't see any, even though alcohol and drugs or alcohol and tobacco might be legalized, that's not to say that they don't cause tremendous damage. And so are those who are proponents suggesting that we add one more damaging case to what we already know is very debilitating to the body?
Well, what about the will of the people? A clear majority of Michiganians voted for our medical marijuana law. Isn't that a good reason to allow people to use this drug when the majority of the state believes that it should be allowed?
Have they voted on any other medications? Have they been asked to approve medicine? Penicillin or any of the other cancer-curing drugs. It's ridiculous that it is even before the vote of the people. They are not qualified. That's why we have the FDA. We have scientists that make those decisions, not people who maybe in good faith think that they might be providing some relief to people.
And what do you think, then, is the real motive behind so many states in the country now passing medical marijuana laws? Do you think that it's essentially people trying to use this drug recreationally, then? Or do you believe that they actually do feel a sense of compassion for patients and feel that marijuana can help ease some of their pain?
No, I think that it's a combination of things. I think, one, the marijuana lobby, which has a tremendous amount of money to promote this because through their sales, is a big factor, and I just think people are not knowledgeable. There might be some people who had sampled marijuana in the 60s and thought it was relatively negative impact. Marijuana that we're using now is 20 times more powerful. A recent survey they had in San Diego of the pot shops in San Diego indicated that 2% of those who were purchasing and had cards were using marijuana for the intended purposes of the California Act of serious illness. The remainder basically, we're recreational users.
I see, 98% recreational users. I'm talking to William Lowe. He's the treasurer of the group Citizens Against Legalizing marijuana. William, isn't there a lot more harm than good when you criminalize something like marijuana, which leads to legal costs and law enforcement ends up being distracted by these kinds of cases rather than much more serious crimes?
Oh, I suppose we could probably decriminalize shoplifting, maybe auto theft, and a number of other current crimes, and lessen the stress on law enforcement. But you have to look at what's the intent of the law. It is intended to prevent auto theft or shoplifting, and marijuana laws are intended to keep people off of marijuana because of the damaging effects it has, particularly of children. And so we're, by legalizing it, we're in effect saying it's no big deal, it's not a problem, go ahead and use it. And I don't think that is the case with marijuana.
Now, with the appeals court here in Michigan ruling that dispensaries are no longer allowed, when you see moves like this in states like California and Michigan, where ultimately the public has decided that they want to allow medical marijuana to exist, if that's the case and we're going to have that be a state law, shouldn't dispensaries be allowed rather than driving patients to the black market, essentially, which is now going to be the primary source of marijuana with dispensaries now closing?
I think what the FDA has basically said is that we should not be using marijuana for any purposes. And the people, I think, have been misled in their voting, thinking that there is no significant harm or it's just to the individual who's a participant. But that's not the case. And I think that if they really want the THC, which is the active ingredient, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, a doctor can prescribe Marinol, which is synthetic THC. You don't burn it. Mm-hmm. I've never heard a doctor say, burn two aspirin, inhale two aspirin, and go to bed. This is the only drug that is inhaled. And so there is no point in even having. These should be dispensed through pharmacies. They have no control. Now, pharmacies have control. They're required to determine what the side effects are of any medicine, what the dosage is, and that they're getting the correct amount. You don't find that at any medical marijuana place in the country. Do they have it identified, packaged, dosed, and described as to what the side effects would be?
Well, that's true.
That's dangerous.
Well, marijuana is known to have all kinds of components to it. Although, when it comes to Marinol, some patients have said that it doesn't have nearly the effect that apparently smoking this drug has. One final question, William. When it comes to what we see in the country, more and more states are allowing medical marijuana. Do you see a day where the federal government will concede the issue and will, in fact, legalize marijuana?
No, I would expect that the day will come when federal government, those in power, will recognize the fact that it is illegal federally, and that it will not be used. And it's countries that in the past that have used, gone on to legalize drugs and have paid for it dearly for the effects on their population have rescinded that. The state of Nevada has legalized marijuana and rescinded that because of the damaging effects that it had. And so my hope would be that the federal government will step up to the plate and enforce the laws, the federal laws that are already in existence.
William Lowe, the treasurer of the group Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana. Thank you for joining me, William.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.